This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Hello, everybody. Just one second here. Getting out.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Mike?
There we go. Okay, we got. I just sent out some push notifications, everybody, on Frank's social and Frank's speech. Tonight we're going to take questions. And Brandon, give the number out right away. Tonight's going to be very. Everybody's had so many questions. I want to get them answered. We're in a big aftermath of one of the biggest events in history here, and there's been so many questions. We want to get them all answered tonight.
All right. What's the number, Logan? 573-502-1009. Again, area code 573-502-1009.
Okay. All right. While we're waiting on that, I want to do a quick, I want to go to Frank's speech. If you can get to Frank's speech, friend, I want to do a quick little overview.
All right.
Everybody get on Frank's speech and Frank's social. Facebook, everybody over here, he's suppressing me over here. There's 420 for you. Frank's speech, Frank's social, so important. We've got to be able to communicate. We have so much stuff coming out and going on right
now. I just text our guys to tell them that player one is not on the homepage. It's just player two again. You have it? You have both players? Weird. Are you using?
Yeah, they're both on
now
there.
Now they're up. Yeah. Now they're both there. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Let's Okay, everybody. So get on those two. Logan, if you can switch the call-in number now to it, I want to talk about the promo code L77. I want you guys to put up an ad. You can use L77 to get the coffee. Remember, we have the cape or the coffee pods now. Besides all the best coffee in history, it's been huge. You can go to mystore.com, everybody. Mystore.com. That's how you can support everything we're doing. And also, you can use promo code L77. Brandon, can you pull up the Frank speech? If you go down here, I want to go down to the slider. Okay, slide over there. There you see. Save our country. Why don't we just hold on? Yeah. Go ahead and go over. So there's my pillow. Why don't you click on my pillow there? Right there, you guys. The bed sheets on sale. We also have Percale is the Percale bed sheet. This is the sale of the year. This is queen size sheets for $39.98. You cannot beat it. Go down further. Go ahead, Brandon. We have everything on sale. The 1988, the pillow that Walmart was going to get before they canceled us. You got the MyPillow slander slides and slippers, but as low as $29.98. You got the mattress topper. I just wanted to put this ad in there. This is what helps me out, helps us out, helps save our country, helps my pillow, helps my store, and helps Frank's speech. All of these wrapped into one, plus you get the best products ever. Brandon, go down towards the bottom there if you can. You got the pet beds, you got the sleepwear. What's that one? You got a feather top topper. There's a lot more than that on my pillow too, but you can use that promo code L77. On my pillow and my store. Now, Brandon, I want to go up to the top before we start taking questions. By the way, I'm getting comments. See, there it is, a cup of coffee. There is no better coffee than my coffee. I'm serious. I'm getting comments here on Facebook. It's the best coffee ever, and it really is. Okay, when you get here, you guys, go to Frank's speech. Remember, we just had the big Moment of Truth Summit where it says Save Your County. Get the cast vote records now. Go ahead and click on that, Brandon.
Oh, wrong one.
Hey, cast vote record. There it is. There it is, everybody. If you scroll down, please. You got the instructions there, what to do. If you get a little overwhelmed, you can go to castvoterecords.com. Send us an email, everybody, and we'll take care of that. We'll help you out. That everyone, it has been great. The Cast Vote Records are rolling in. Remember, everybody, they are so important. Go ahead and go back to the main thing. The Cast Vote Records are so important, everybody. If you go back one page. Okay, yeah, just hold it there for now. The Cast Vote Records are going to help us all in our preliminary injunctions, which we just did Alabama. The hearing, everybody, is August 30th. What is that, Tuesday, Brandon? I believe it's Tuesday.
I will look. August 30th is Tuesday. Right you are,
Tuesday,
sir.
Tuesday. Everybody, this judge said, hey, I'll look at the evidence. I'll look at the machine evidence. Now, remember, he's in Alabama. We just had the Arizona one that said he'd look at the evidence. Judges, they're doing their job, and they're looking at these things. Now, what they rule, we don't know yet, but I don't believe they're going to let their states use defective and corrupt voting machines, computerized voting machines. They all need to go, the machines. They have to go, everybody. This is so important to our country. This is it. Remember, they can delete these cast vote records on September 3rd, and they're gone. The 22 months ends then, everybody. This is critical. They know we're on to them. The cast vote records show the corruption in any election in the machine. It shows machine manipulation. They can't hide it. It's the order that the votes come in, everybody. If you want to learn more about that, you can go to Moment of Truth Summit. Go ahead and click on that, Brandon, the Moment of Truth Summit. And now, you guys, all of these videos, these are in the order of the Moment of Truth Summit from start to finish. All the way. Go all the way to the bottom if you can. I'm going to show you one of the best segments to watch on the Moment of Truth Summit. Go ahead and load more up. Remember, every segment for the 24 hours of this that we had of content is up here. Go ahead and load some more. Okay, right here, we're getting close, everybody. If you go up to proof that the, let's just talk about these. And these are ones everybody should watch right away. I talk about the Uacaba votes. That's how they took all our overseas military votes, what they did there. Then there's Clinton Curtis. He's the whistleblower, the Democrat, that did the first algorithm to steal the votes, 51-49. Now, the next one there says, let's see, the Cyber Symposium. That goes into the Dennis Montgomery. Go up one more level, Brandon. Go up one more level. Right here it says, the cast vote records prove cyber election crime. Everybody, you need to watch that right there. The cyber vote records prove cyber election crime. Get yourself educated on how important those are. Very, very important. I want to bring, as we speak of something, Brandon, now I'm going to take questions. I just want to say.
And we have them lit up. They're lit up.
Okay. I want to tell everybody, this is really, really important. We are up. All the media is not talking about us. They block me on Google. They block me on Bing, DuckDuckGo, Yahoo. I can't buy my own name, but when you search engines, there's stuff put in there from YouTube and stuff. But let me tell you what our good friend Alan Duke did. Okay? Alan Duke, and I'm being very sarcastic when I call him a good friend, everybody. Kelly, was it you that brought me where Lead Stories covered up something?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here with my niece, Kelly, and she brings me a thing. Could you pull that up what that is so we can show the audience what Alan Duke did to our country?
No.
Oh, you did. But what was it? Do you remember what it was?
Yeah, it was Alan Duke said that it was fake. It was the Clint Curtis.
Okay, yes. This was the Clint Curtis. Why did you take it down?
I just used that.
No. It was fine. And we're going to be putting Clint Curtis up. Kelly put the Clint Curtis interview up that we interviewed him at at the Moment of Truth Summit. Now, everybody, Clint Curtis was a whistleblower that did the first algorithm in 2000 to steal the vote 51-49. He ran. We have the show. We have him on tape at a congressional hearing.
And we have it right now if you want to play it.
Why don't we play that? This is what Alan Duke put a false information over. Alan Duke for Lead Stories, the biggest traitor this country has ever seen. Alan Duke, we are not going to put up with this, Alan Duke. I'm telling you, we're getting this stuff put up, and we are going to call you out, the American people. Lead Stories, you belong in prison, Alan Duke. You cannot keep covering this stuff up. I clicked on it, Brandon, and you know what he said? The reason it said false information, it said this was from 2004. Well, of course it was from 2004. We said it was a congressional hearing. Clint Curtis was on the stage explaining it. I took a lie detector test. I admitted that I did it. And he's been under the radar ever since of trying to get this country to get rid of these electronic machines and even help the Netherlands get rid of their machines and go to complete paper. He's a Democrat, and he voted for Biden. So Alan Duke doesn't care who it is. Alan Duke is for one person, Alan Duke and Mark Zuckerberg. He covered this up. He's a disgusting human being. Alan Duke should be put in prison for what he, and he probably will be, for what he's done to our country. Lead Stories, everybody. It's called Lead Stories. They covered it up on Instagram, which is an affiliate of Facebook, if everybody knows. It's all Mark Zuckerberg. I wonder if he covers up things about Mark Zuckerberg, Brandon.
And I think this testimony, I was just checking, I think this testimony before this congressional committee took place in 2016.
No, it was like 2004 or 5. But go ahead and play it. Let's play it quick.
All right, let's go to it.
Mr. Curtis, would you please state your full name for the record?
My name is Clinton Eugene Curtis.
And where do you reside?
Tallahassee, Florida.
And what is your profession?
I'm a computer programmer.
Would you please speak into the microphone so the audience can hear your testimony?
I'm a computer programmer.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
How do you know that to be the case?
Because in October of 2000, I wrote a prototype for President Congressman Tom Feeney at the company I work for in Oviedo, Florida, that did just that.
And when you say did just that, it would rig an election?
It would flip the vote 51-49 to whoever you wanted it to go to and whichever race you wanted to win.
And would that program that you designed be something that elections officials that might be on county boards of elections could detect?
They'd never see it.
Mr. Would you answer that question once again?
They would never see it.
Yes, you're right. That was 2004. I just verified. That was 2004. You're right.
They would never see it. So what we did, everybody, we brought Clint Curtis. I met him about 2 weeks ago. He said, I want to unite our country to get rid of these machines. They're all rigged. They all are rigged. Okay? He wrote the first rig or the first algorithm, everybody. He's admitted to it. He's passed a lie detector test. He brought it before the congressional hearing in 2004. He's brought it numerous times up, all the way up to 2018. I mean, all the way up to present, actually. The Democrats wanted these machines gone. He's a Democrat. He voted for Biden. He even said it on the stage at the Moment of Truth Summit. This guy wants to help unite everybody to get rid of these machines. Him and I, Brandon, we're getting together. I think we're going to go around and do what we can with meeting with legislatures, governors, whatever, to try and get this together, both Democrat and Republican, to get rid of these machines. You know, and hopefully that it's two that aren't in the Uniparty, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we wouldn't go meet with Brad Raffensperger, right? Hello. But this, it's disgusting that Alan Duke covered this up when we played this video. It was on Instagram, and he put out false information. That's what he put over it, Brandon. There was nothing false about that. Shame on you, Alan Duke. You are a traitor to our country. And you know what? We will not stop, Alan Duke. I want to see you go to prison for what you've done to our country. You are disgusting. Remember, we gave him all the evidence. Alan, what about all the evidence I gave you about the Mesa County image? We gave them the image of what was inside the machines. And now that's out there, Alan. I don't see you talking about that, do you, Alan Duke? And another thing, how about Dennis Montgomery, Alan Duke? You covered everything that even remotely said anything about Dennis Montgomery's, all the evidence, the 32 terabytes, all every single state, affecting every state in our country and those numbers. You covered them up, Alan Duke. How did you know anything, Alan Duke? No, you didn't know anything. You just did it because you're on the side of Mark Zuckerberg, who has done stuff illegal. Remember that part, Alan Duke, where Zuckerberg bought $300-some billion worth of machine, put them in illegally through all these states, which Wisconsin ruled that it was illegal, Brandon. Did you know that?
The Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Mark Zuckerberg, he should be put in prison with his cover man, Alan Duke. It's just like the mafia. You got guys that go and cover things up. You have the big crime. You have the biggest crime in history, and then you have people cover it up like Alan Duke. Alan Duke runs Lead Stories, everybody. There's five of them. Him and his little Martin over in Belgium, they're partners. Why don't you pull up their website, Brandon? I would like to post that. I'm so disgusted with Alan Duke, I can't even tell you. There it is. Alan Duke, Lead Stories there. You guys can go there, maybe email him. His phone number, I believe, is there too. You guys can find that on your own. What we do, there's Alan Duke. What they do is they cover up and ruin your country. Alan Duke is a liar. He's a traitor, communist. I don't know what he is, but he certainly is an American. Nobody would do that, Brandon. I don't even think Ratzenberger. Well, he probably would. Him and Alan Duke. I am so upset that we start putting out stuff from the moment of truth, and you're going to cover up you're going to cover up Clinton Curtis, who was on stage. How do you tell Clinton that he didn't do what he did?
Here's his info on his website. Had a 26-year career with CNN.
Oh, Alan Duke, 26-year career with CNN. That might explain it. I mean, Brandon, I'm telling you, where does he get off putting false information over Clinton Curtis when Clinton Curtis is a Democrat whistleblower? You guys, here's what we're going to do. I'm so upset about this. We're going to create, it's whistleblowers at you can email whistleblower@frankspeech.com. I just called my tech guy. We're setting up that email. If you're a whistleblower there, we're going to start gathering this up. And we're going to do a whole show on whistleblowers, one after another. We're going to do, Brandon will either do a whole show or a big event. I give you my word now. I'm going to tell everybody right now. We're going to have whistleblower day or whistleblower event. Wouldn't that be something, everybody? I mean, I wonder how Alan Duke can just tell whistleblowers they're not whistleblowers. I wonder if Alan can do that. You think Alan Duke can do that to all of them, Brandon?
I don't think so.
Alan Duke can cover people up. You know what he did? When I had absolute proof, he put up things over absolute proof for our movie that says contains pornography and nudity.
Yep, they sure did.
Shame on you, Alan Duke. Yep. We had pictures of that. I thought Alan Duke, when we showed him the image, that he had went into hiding because he didn't come out and say that it was 100% manipulation and the votes flipped, which it was, Brandon, in the Mesa County image. Now we have five more images. We have that Alan Duke just went. I thought he went silent on us, but Alan Duke has emerged, everybody. Alan Duke is back. He's back to ruin. Isn't it funny? Right after the Moment of Truth Summit, everybody, Alan Duke comes back to cover up all the stuff. But how do you cover up a guy that's a Democrat, voted for Biden, and he's willing to admit that he's the one that did the first flips, Brandon?
Yeah, exactly. And by the way,
I mean, you can't make this up.
Here's another one of their guys. Monte spent, looks like he spent a long time at CNN too. Says he was a news editor with CNN Digital News for more than a decade.
Yeah, they're
Dean,
all
Dean Miller. Miller worked at Public Broadcasting, Connecticut Public Broadcasting. So
yeah, they're all communists.
A lot of them have really very
liberal.
There's
our biggest communist, Martin. He's the one over in Belgium.
Yeah, this is Martin. This is Martin right here.
Yeah. They're just now you guys know what's behind the evil.
Look at that. I forgot about him. He likes to go beyond just debunking trending fake news stories and is endlessly fascinated by the dazzling variety of psychological and technical tricks used by the people and networks who intentionally spread made-up things on the internet.
Right, right. Well, lead stories by Alan Duke, you guys. Reach out to them. Tell them what you feel about them. Tell them, you know, how do you feel that they're covering up things that you want to read that you that was put out there? How does it feel that they cover up a guy that was on that? Brandon, you can't even make this up.
Nope.
Clint Curtis is fake news. I mean, how could they say that when he got on stage and he's admitting you can't? It's like when I admitted I was a crack addict. You think Alan Duke puts, that's fake news. Prove you were an addict. Do you know that actually happened one time where a news outlet said, hey, can you prove you're an addict? You're just using that to get yourself attention. This was actually said to me once, Brandon. I'm going, no, I'm using my story to create LindellRecoveryNetwork.org to tell my story to help other addicts. By the way, we haven't mentioned it enough. If you're an addict out there and you need any help, it's free. LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, everybody, it's free. You can't beat free. LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, free. Okay. And if you're an entrepreneur out there that has a U.S., you're a U.S. entrepreneur and or a U.S. made product, go to my store, go down at the bottom. And if you got product ready, we don't take inventions and stuff. This is a place where once you have your product ready to go, to get them up on the my store platform. As we know, Amazon and Google and Walmart.com, they all just swallow things up, and next thing you know, your product's, there's your product made in China.
We got calls, but before we do, one of the lead stories on Yahoo tonight is Sean Hannity and other Fox stars face depositions and defamation suit. Some of the biggest names for Fox News have been questioned or are scheduled to be questioned in coming days by lawyers representing Dominion Voting Systems and its $1.6 billion defamation suit against the network as the election technology company presses ahead with the case that First Amendment scholars say is extraordinary in its scope and significance. Sean Hannity.
Yeah, let's see that. So some of the big, you know what's funny about that is why wouldn't Sean Hannity reach out to me and I'll give him Dennis Montgomery stuff that they already, we subpoenaed Fox to give us all the Dennis Montgomery information they have, because as we know, everybody, and you have that tape too, Sean Hannity talked with Sarah Carter and another guy. John Solomon in 2017, Brandon. They already knew about all Dennis's capabilities. They already knew about his capabilities. They knew what he was doing. Dennis Montgomery is real. They knew it, and they knew he has all the data of the 2020 election now. You've got all the data. All they have to do is bring this in. Everybody, Dennis Montgomery, now you're seeing this on Fox News. Go ahead and keep that up there. Let's see this.
So it says Sean Hannity becomes the latest Fox star to be called for a deposition by Dominion's legal team, according to a new filing in Delaware Superior Court.
Can I go?
He is scheduled to appear Wednesday. Tucker Carlson is also set to face questioning Friday. Lou Dobbs, whose Fox Business show was canceled last year, is scheduled to appear Tuesday. Others who have been deposed recently include Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jean Pirro, Steve Ducey, and a number of high-level Fox producers, court records show. People with knowledge of the case who would speak only anonymously said they expected that Fox News Media CEO Susan Scott could be one of the first to be deposed, along with the president of Fox News, Jay Wallace, Rupert, and Lachlan Murdoch, whose family owns Fox, could follow in the coming weeks.
You know what I say? I say Fox is in on it. This is the biggest lie in history. If Fox was worried about their lawsuit, Smartmatic sued them on February 4th, 2021. They are part of it. Fox is in on it. I don't care what they say. Or Fox would have came to me and said, hey, Mike, give us that evidence you have from Dennis Montgomery that shows everything. And you know what, Brandon? Everybody watching right now, Dennis Montgomery, we just turned in all of his government gag order to get that lifted in Nevada. Brandon, we're going to put the case up tomorrow. We're going to have the whole case up there where they can look at it. All that is if the government lifts that so you all can see it, it's over, everybody. It happened in every single state this election, And so Old Dominion and Smartmatic and all the ES&S, they are the most corrupt companies this country's ever seen. Yes, I included ES&S. Please sue me, ES&S. We'll put it on the pile with the rest of them. Shame on you, Fox. Shame on you, Alan Duke. Fox News to put those guys through the ringer. You know that Sean Hannity, that's, man, isn't it kind of funny? Right after our Moment of Truth summit, so that the word doesn't get out there, let's scare everybody again so we don't talk about machines, so we don't get sued, right? It's a big joke. They're just trying to run people out of money. Fox is in on it. They have to be. There's no reason that they would not have given. We subpoenaed them for Dennis Montgomery's, you've seen the video, right, with Sean Hannity?
Yep, we had played to get it. That from,
Brandon, we had to get that from someone else. We subpoenaed Fox News for all this stuff, and they would not give us anything. Fox News kept it to themselves. I've had all the evidence for Fox News. Why wouldn't Fox News reach out to me and say, hey, Mike, why don't you give all this evidence? We'll give it to us so we can give it to Dominion and tell them to bye-bye, Dominion. Melt your machines down. Use them for prison bars. I'll tell you why, because the corruption goes so deep. Just like Fox News would not let me talk about Frank's speech. Having Frank's speech, doing ads for Frank's speech, or talking about the cyber symposium, Fox News would not let me come on, talk about therapeutics in the summer of 2019. They are the worst. They're like a weather channel that does not report tornadoes or hurricanes. So shame on Fox News, shame on Alan Duke. Those two we are up against more than anything in this country to get the word out. You see, Yahoo reports that. Did Yahoo report that our big lawsuit in Alabama, where the judge is going to look at it? Did Fox News report any of these? Fox News reported nothing.
They did say, this is interesting from Yahoo. Defamation is extremely difficult to prove in a case like this because of the broad constitutional protections that cover the news media. A company such as Dominion has to prove either that a media outlet knew what it was publishing or broadcasting was false, or that it acted so hastily it overlooked facts proving that falsity, a legal standard known as demonstrating a, quote, reckless disregard for truth, end quote.
Dominion, they're so corrupt. I can't wait to see every one of them put in prison. What they've done to our country, them, ES&S, all of them. It's disgusting. We just had a Moment of Truth summit. That was the trial of the machines. Why doesn't old Fox News grab that 7 hours, shove it down Dominion's throat and say, hey, we are innocent? You know why? Because Fox is in on it. That's my opinion. Brandon, there's no way. They're not acting. It's not normal behavior.
All right. Phone lines are lit up. You ready for that?
Now let's take some questions.
Barton and Barbara from Indiana. Barton and Barbara, you're on with Mike Lindell.
Hi, this is the Indiana bunch. Can you hear me?
You are coming through loud and clear.
Very good. So we contacted our clerk. We've only been in Indiana 2 years. We're in Dearborn County. What I had sent forward to Tamara Scott the other day, that there are four counties that started out with ESS, and then just not too long ago, five more counties, which included the one where Indianapolis is, Marion County, and then, of course, ours, Dearborn, Elkhart, and Porter were added, and ESS has those. Well, then, you know, as we all do, we start, you know, researching what's going on there, and we discovered that this guy named Brandon Clifton is now Senior Vice President of Government Affairs, and he was brought up in Indiana. He was groomed on being the Secretary, Department of, forgive me, I'm a little nervous. Anyway, he's an important guy, Deputy Secretary and Chief of Staff for the Secretary of State of Indiana. He was counsel and public advisor for the Indiana Department of Education. And his answer to anyone's question about his abilities, my goal is to focus on the intersection of election providers, legislators, boots-on-the-ground election officials to develop key strategies that build connections and trust between these partners and the American voters. That's a quote right off of ESS website. And if you just Google the ESS and you go to the blog inside ESS, it says Brandon Clifton joins ESS team as Senior Vice President of Government Affairs.
Right.
And
right.
We spoke to our clerk. We have received the forms. Her answer to us 2 days ago was my husband's going to...
She's going to get... We requested the secure form
go on.
To her, and she responded by saying she would get back to us with a reasonable amount of time.
So based on a reasonable amount of time, Mike, we also heard on Pete Santilli's show, I believe it was either this morning or yesterday morning, a caller, a well-known caller by Deb and Pete from, I believe it was Tennessee, he said that he had heard just that day, I think it could have been yesterday, that one of the states that border Tennessee are, it's not, they're not getting any success working through their clerks in their counties because it's the attorney general who would
you're
have
talking,
to sign off.
I'm sorry, you're talking about getting the cast vote records, correct?
That's right, yes.
Right. And let me tell you, that's if any of you that are having problems, reach out at castvoterecords.com. I have a whole team to help you. Some of them we know, and remember, the ones of you that are getting denied, keep trying and let us know who's denying it. We're going to be calling them all out. Remember, the great Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, had to get involved, and he just said, hey, you can have them in Texas because the counties were not giving them out. They said, oh, we can't give them out, or we don't know what they are. And that's why we have a very descriptive at Frank speech. Click on the Save Your County, and the instructions are all right there. If you are getting denied like that, there'll be reasons for each one. But we need to know all that, too. And you know, some of these states, we believe, most of them, by you asking your grandfather in it, we're trying to get these states to also hold on to their records past the 0 hour, which is September 3rd. September 3rd, they're going to try, if they haven't already, all these machine companies are going to come in and delete the 2020 election. Many of them have already illegally. But once they get to there, they can say that they did it at the legal time, even though most of them have already done it, like Colorado, Wisconsin. Many of these places have already done it. Dominion especially has went through. Well, ES&S has too, illegally. So is there another question you have there? But I feel your pain, and it's disgusting that they're not giving these out. But there's a lot of people we're getting them. They're flooding in. So it's been some success, some unsuccessful. But think of the unsuccessful as also being successful, because we're going to find out who's denying it. We want to know who the deniers are. We want to know who's in on this. We want to know who's part of this. Who's trying to block the American people like Alan Duke?
All right, let's go to line one. Phil in North Carolina. Phil, thanks for calling in, Phil.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, we sure can.
Hey, this is better than when I was on the Rush Limbaugh show. So I live in North Carolina, which is one of the worst states in the union besides my home state of Michigan. And when Keith was on stage talking about the blockers, Phil Berger, another blocker is Michael Whatley, the RNC chairman of the RNC in North Carolina. I have heard him say multiple times that the 2020 election was the safest, most secure election in North Carolina history because of all the lawyers that they supposedly hired.
Right. Well, what I say to that, what's that guy's name?
Michael Whatley.
Well, Michael Whatley, as far as I'm concerned, is a traitor to our country because he didn't bother and do the research. Nobody ever looked at the evidence other than Antrim County, Michigan. We went all through it. Anybody that says that now, after the Moment of Truth Summit.com is out there, the Moment of Truth Summit, you can watch it all. Anybody that has not watched that has no excuse, because it's sitting there right for them to watch. He can pull up your state. He can pull up all the stuff at the end. This guy is a, because he doesn't watch. There's going to be nothing between a traitor and a hero. No in between. This guy, traitor. And we're going to remember, and we're going to post these guys' names too. We're going to post their names. We're going to call them out. These guys have, you know, they have family, friends, and children. They're people too. So if you're out there and you know this guy, why don't you get him educated and say, go to Moment of Truth Summit and go watch the summit. Don't sit there and say no if you don't know. This is what I'm telling everybody. Because you're saying no, if you don't bother and do the research yourself, which is now up on momentoftruthsummit.com, go look at that, right? Watch it, watch all the summit, and then you sit there and tell somebody that it's some secure election because you heard Bill Barr say it was a good election. You heard Chris Krebs say it was the most secure election ever. Well, then I don't know. If someone told you to go jump off a cliff, would you? I mean, well, Bill Barr said it was safe to jump off a cliff. Well, Bill Barr said this. Well, you know what? Bill Barr's corrupt. Bill Barr's a traitor to our country, period. End of story. That's what he is. He doubled down three times. He laughed at the movie 2,000 Mules. Bill Barr should be ashamed of himself, too. We should have a wall of shame. It'd be so big we could build a wall with it at the southern border. That's what we should do. When we finally build that rest of that beautiful wall, we'll put up all these people, the wall of shame. The wall of shame, that's what we're going to put up. Put their names up there in black and white. But the rest of the metal we'll have to use from the machines to make them into prison bars for the ones that really go over the top, like Brad Rausenberger.
Let's go to Sylvia. Sylvia in Florida. You're on with Mike Lindell. Sylvia?
Hi. Oh, it's so good to get on with you guys. Mike, I can't thank you enough for all you're doing. And I've watched every minute of the Truth Summit, and I was so encouraged, finally, because it's just so hard to hear the bad news all the time. But
right.
I do have one question. I'm trying to figure out exactly how you're going to overturn this this information that's being covered up or covered by a judge. What are you doing that makes you think now this judge is going to release this information that he's had for however long?
Okay. Well, there's four things, but let's go right to your question there. That's the Dennis Montgomery. That was why, you know, I'm getting sued by Dominion and Smartmatic because they say I defame them. Everything I had was Dennis Montgomery's, was that information that was, that has a gag order on it, it turns out, from that because Dennis Montgomery made this device for our government. They used it on the American people. And there's all this information in there that the government might not want out there, okay? But that is my defense for Dominion and everybody else's defense in this whole country. You did it, you guys. It's inside. Everything we said was true. Smartmatic, Dominion, Hart, Diebold, all of them. So if that's my defense, you better let people look at it and see it, and the judge see it and say, bye bye. These lawsuits are bye bye. You know, I have $6 billion in lawsuits out there. They sued my pillow for no reason whatsoever. They sued my employees. Sit and worry every day. Their employee owned company. It's disgusting what they have put people through. Dominion, remember, sent threatening letters and sued more than 200 people. They were like threatening letters, almost like the mafia would write. These people put home security systems on their houses. They've lived in fear. They did get brave last year with Alan Dershowitz and did a class action lawsuit against Dominion. This information, if this judge does not open it up, at least the whole American people know, okay, why aren't you going to open it up? We have to put up with these machine companies that have taken our country with their devices. You know, so I don't know, but I do know this. They got to make some kind of a ruling. If they say no, I guess we'll learn why he's saying no, but he certainly can't. If that's my evidence, you can't say I defamed anybody because I didn't. It's true. Okay. Then another thing is, it's kind of like our preliminary injunctions. Very similar there is If you tell, if a judge, now that these judges are starting to look at Arizona and now Alabama, when they look at these devices and say, and we show them now, we have inside and we have, we can't show all, we can't show the Dennis Montgomery evidence because we're waiting for that, but we have inside the machine. We have enough right there with the cast vote records and the images inside the machine, which we posted right on Frank's speech. Any cyber guy can look at that. These are timestamped. They 100% stole the election. They stole it in every single county and every single state. It's right there in black and white. Now, we bring this to the state like Arizona. That judge looked at it all about 3-4 weeks ago. Now, he has to make a decision by all the experts and evidence exactly for Arizona. That judge has to decide. Think of it as defective cars, everybody. If we had cars and we said, hey, we have reason to believe, look at the evidence, they all have bad brakes. Or in this case, they don't even have brakes, right? Okay, so we go, okay, here's the car. No judges look at it. All of a sudden, the judge in Arizona, a year and a half later, says, you know what, I'll take a look at this. And that the relief is we don't use those cars anymore. In this case, we don't use these voting machines. We use paper and hand counted. That's all I've been fighting for. This isn't a Democrat or Republican thing. It's get rid of the machine. So this judge now looks at this. Now he's got to make a ruling and say, you know what, Arizona, you got to keep driving on these machines with no brakes, or in this case, driving on these defective machines that the government, that the different experts that did, both Democrats and Republicans have said they're defective. One guy now, Clinton Curtis, is even said straight out, he's the one that did the first algorithm, 5149. You can't beat that. The guy passed a lie detector test, and he showed his formula right on TV a week ago. So if this judge rules you have to keep the machines, he's going to have to say why. And then, everybody, we learn from that. We learn from that. And then we correct that. We bring it into the next judge and say, hey, we can't do it because of this judge said we can use it because of this. And then we come back and say, no, we can't. It's impossible. Clint Curtis told the state, the Clint Curtis, the guy that made the first algorithms, after he did that, the Netherlands came to him. The Netherlands came to him. He told me this, and I think he even said it on the stage. You can watch the moment of truth. The Netherlands came to him and said, we are very worried now that Russia is going to come in, hack into our machines, and take our country. And you know what? And you know what they asked him? They said, how can we stop this from happening now that you know the machines and you set these algorithms? And he said, the only thing you can do is throw the machines into the ocean. Now, I have a better solution: melt them down and turn them into prison bars. But this is what he actually told the Netherlands. In 5.5 months, the Netherlands went completely machine-free with paper ballots and hand-counted in front of cameras, just like every other country should do. Did you also know that Smartmatic, Brandon, has approached the Netherlands as much as last year to actually sell them, and sell them more machines? Yes. And say, oh, they're more secure now. Back then they were, well, you couldn't hack them. Now you certainly can. No, the algorithms have gotten more complex. We showed that on the stage. You guys, no one can ever say anything about any evidence right now. We have posted it on Frank's speech. The Mesa County report, Brandon, it's not just a report. It's what got deleted, but before they deleted what they deleted, the 2020 election.
Right, right.
And another election. It shows all the algorithms. It shows the flips, everybody. It shows what they did. You can't change the timestamps. This is the exact information I gave Alan Duke, and I said, Alan, you could be a hero to our country. Come clean and say, it's all true. We got to get rid of the machines. But instead, Alan Duke went into hiding. He came out of his little nest yesterday, poked his head up like an evil pocket gopher he is, and he poked his head up, and he said, you know what, false information. And he put it over Clinton Curtis because he knows, how can you beat that when a guy says he did it something, Brandon?
Yep.
You can't call him a liar. That'd be like telling me, which I guess it did happen once, I said I was an ex-crack addict and I was told to prove it. Do you believe that? An outlet said, oh, prove that. You're just doing it to get attention. I'm not kidding. This is what they actually said. You know, I'm going, are you out of your mind? I said, a fact is a fact. That was why they call it the Moment of Truth Summit, people. The Moment of Truth Summit. They didn't call it the Alan Duke Lying Summit. They didn't call it the Foxes. Foxes, I could say a lot of stuff. Fox, shame on you, Fox Summit, you know.
The Foxes in the Hen House Summit.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. We've got Thomas in Michigan. Thomas, welcome aboard, Thomas.
Thank you, Brandon. Thank you, Mike, both so very much for what you do. I can't thank you enough on behalf of all the true Americans here.
Thank you.
Especially in the great state of Michigan. Thank you very much.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
So I just wanted to mention in 2020, when I voted, I had to vote absentee. My job requires that I travel outside of state, so I didn't have a choice if I wanted to vote in the 2020 election. So I did that. I did my absentee ballot. I also put tracking on my ballot so I could trust the machines. And for some reason, my ballot hung out in Pontiac, Michigan for 10 days. Almost 2 weeks, my ballot was in Pontiac, Michigan. Not sure what that was about. I think we do know what that's about. Nevertheless, I see my county here actually did vote for Donald Trump, which I'll be honest with you, I don't care who got elected. Side with Mike on the fact that we got to get rid of these machines. When I just went to vote in the primaries just a few weeks ago, as soon as I walk in there, they still got these machines, and I was not very happy, and I let them know I'm not very happy about that. My question to you guys is, we know the justice system, I believe most, if not all, are compromised, and what are we going to do if they just look at the evidence and dismiss it? Because let's be honest, we know that it's about as corrupt as it can get. So are we gonna have a backup plan? We gotta get our
here is the here is the here is the plan. Here is the plan. If you watch the, you guys gotta watch the end of the Moment of Truth Summit. I gave out the plan and the call to action. I will tell you it's about a four-prong approach. The first thing is, Then there's another one where I'm getting the Dennis Montgomery. I need to get that lifted, that evidence, and that should be, everything should be done. But let's say that doesn't happen in time for the 2022 election. The first thing is, everybody's got to go get the cast vote records. Very important for two reasons. We are doing preliminary injunctions. Every state can do their own. All you need is a lawyer, money to pay that lawyer. You take our template, we put it in, and that's to get rid of the machines in your state. We have already two judges, Alabama and Arizona, that accepted to look at it. The judges, I believe, are going to bring back this country. They were in fear before that they were in fear. They have families, they have grandchildren, children, neighbors, friends. Everyone, if you know a judge, get behind him. Tell him you have his support just to be a judge and not kick the can calling standing. That word standing is what these judges have used to not look at anything, period. Judges now are going to get brave, and they have stood up. We didn't have time at this symposium, at this summit, to list off all the successes that the judge have saved the destruction of our nation. Over and over, a judge has made rulings to now save this. They are out there, and they are looking at stuff. The machines, they just started now looking at, and we're going to get rid of them. 110 counties, I believe, now have agreed to go machine free in the 2022 election. But here's even more. We now, if we get the cast vote records, we bring our digital canvasser to you can bring it to your local sheriff, and that local sheriff has the power to go down to the commissioner and say, hey, we have a crime that was committed here. We're not going to use these machines during the 2022 election. They're under investigation. He is the highest power in the county. That county commissioner can do it themselves, too, in most states, can say, we're not going to use these machines. So if you're a friend of a commissioner, say, hey, would you go watch the Moment of Truth Summit? Please go watch that. Take the time out as our commissioner to watch the Moment of Truth Summit. Because once they watch it, they will never want to use these machines. This is, and then, of course, we want everybody to vote in person. Do not mail your vote in, even if it's 2 days before. Vote in person, because one thing, we can tell cast vote records, and we can tell in real time now, everybody, that they're stealing an election through the machine. It's going to be very hard for them. They were caught, and they keep doing it. So we are in a great place here, everybody. I am so confident. We just think if we wouldn't have all this, we'd be sitting here But God, but we with nothing. But God gave us grace, and we have everything. It's the greatest time to be alive. We are going to get through this, and we're going to get, especially now. Remember, we have Clinton Curtis, who's a Democrat, who did the first algorithms. He voted for Biden. He's hardcore Democrat. Him and I are going to go. We're going to go meet with politicians and show them what we have and say, we don't want either side. If politicians start getting involved from both sides and say, we don't want the machines, but if they don't do that, then they're a uniparty, everybody. Let's think of the uniparty ones. Brad Raffensperger's not going to say to get rid of the machines because he's not just a rhino, but he's a criminal rhino. Oh, did I say that? Is Brad going to sue me? Hasn't sued me yet. You know why? Because he is a criminal. He's a criminal. And why hasn't Alan Duke sued me? Because I called him a traitor. You know why? Because he is a traitor. It's disgusting, but there's great hope for our country. Believe me.
Let's go to Jesus in Florida. Jesus, you're on with Mike Lindell. Jesus.
How you doing, Brennan? How you doing, Mike?
Good. Thank you.
Thank you for all you guys do. You guys are amazing. I watched all of the Moment of Truth Summit. I actually emailed a few counties here in the state of Florida to get their cast vote records for, and I've gotten responses already from a few of them saying that they're going to do it. I saw that you guys already have Miami-Dade County, even though I did request it before I even knew about the website of where to see if you guys already had the cast vote records for that county. I'm just still struggling with Broward County, which is exactly where I live at the moment, and they're sort of delaying the whole situation. I probably emailed them sometime last week, and I think today I only got a response saying that they're going to be working on it. So God knows when they're going to release that those cast vote records to me. But my question is, I noticed that the Miami-Dade County cast vote records were a very large file, and I know that usually a lot of email systems don't like to have a large file sent to them. So my first question was that, you know, how would you like those files, if they're very large, sent over?
You'll have to email castvoterecords.com. I don't know that question. Jimmy Kimmel can give me a hard time for not knowing that answer, Brandon. No, I'm not the IT. I don't know it. Zip file from a file from a data, whatever. So just if you email, you'll get your back right away on the castvoterecords.com. I'm very. Does everyone hear that this is a very success? He got one county right away. I want to say one of the things too. If you're in Texas, I know all of you that were blocked in Texas. Remember Ken Paxton, and we have it up on Frank's Beach. He just ruled that you're entitled to those cast vote records. So I really encourage everyone in Texas, if you gave up and you kept trying for your clerks, now you can say, hey, the Attorney General just ruled, and we've got basically 7 days left or 10 days left at the most till September 3rd to give us these records. Texas, remember, we need those records in Texas, and we need them now because they're way behind because they kept denying and denying in Texas until Ken made this ruling. You guys, everybody's entitled to cast vote records. This is a, Brandon, what's that called?
Freedom of Information Act, FOIA.
It's the Freedom of Information Act. That's where we got so much stuff over the last year and a half, everybody. That's where you, the citizens, went out there. And all I've done is become, with the cause of America, the hub of a wheel, to reach out to all these groups and communicate and be able to, you know, get us all together as one. And that's why this Moment of Truth Summit, you see the fruits of what they've been out there doing, Brandon. And boy, what an event it was. But
indeed,
we're not going to let it die. We're not going to let it die.
Indeed. Let's go to Chester in Michigan. Chester, go right ahead. You're on with Mike Lindell, Chester. Okay, go ahead, Chester. Chester, line one in Michigan, line one.
Yeah, I'm here. About a month ago, I called in about who's filing the lawsuit to preserve the 2020 records, and I'm still struggling with that in the groups I'm in. I'm in Roscommon County, which is about the knuckle of our favorite finger, and they're very cooperative, but they're telling me that they have to have me pay for their time and for the materials used. And they had a lot of stuff. They used ES and S machines, by the way. And they didn't like the format that was in CVRs for Dummies. But their cost is predicted at $500. And I want to also go to Antrim County, which is just two counties away from me. And I'm afraid I'm going to run out of money here. So is there any assistance, anybody that can help with that?
Well, that's a good question, too. Email castvoterrecords.com. Everybody out there, the Lindell Legal Offense Fund, please help that out. That's where we get money for these records. I spent millions upon millions of dollars. Now we're going to all 50 states. So you just heard it right there. We need your help. If you can't, you know, any other kind of help, please help with the Lindell Legal Offense Fund.org or .com. Lindell, Brandon, put that up there, the Lindell Legal Fund, if you can, before we get off here.
We'll go there.
It's right up Frank's Beach, or you can go, Brandon, just go to the, there it is. Help save our country. It's the LindellLegalFund.org. LindellLegalFund.org. I don't care if it's $5, $10, whatever. Everybody's going to need help now, like you just heard. We have to get these Castvote records. We have to get our country back. We have to file these preliminary injunctions, and we're all in this together. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. That's not what this is. This is to get rid of the electronic voting machines and get our country back. Get back people we vote in that are for the people, that have the people's back, no matter what party you are, not this uniparty, New World Order, globalist, communist, whatever's going on right now, that has been going on for a lot of years. And so we pray, in ending, we pray for our judges to end this report. We pray for our judges. We pray for our sheriffs. I believe they're going to be key with your help to get our country back. Thank you, Brandon. Thank you. God bless. I'm going to be on Flashpoint right now, so I got to go.
All right. That's the Lindell Report. Remember, folks, support what Mike's doing. Go to MyPillow.com. Use that promo code L77. You can also go to mystore.com, use L77, and you can get some of the My Coffee by Mike Lindell. Light, medium, or dark roast. Man, it smells good. Whew. Tastes good, too, I'll tell you that. Now I want a cup of coffee. Also, remember, folks, when you go and you use L77 at mypill.com or at mystore.com, you're not only getting great products at a discount. With that code, you're supporting the work of Mike Lindell and keeping this network going. Remember, also, they got the new coffee pods. The new coffee pods are now available at mystore.com to contain the My Coffee code. Check it out. All right, that's the Lindell Report. Thanks for watching. Take care.
You're watching Lindell TV.